The best RN news, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Before leaving Davos, Switzerland, and the World Economic Forum, President Trump will meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. They'll discuss the potential for a peace agreement with Russia. Mr. Trump has withdrawn his threat to tariff 8 European nations for opposing his bid to assume control of Greenland. Mr. Trump says he has agreed to the outline of an Arctic security deal.
One of the officials who attended the meeting has told the New York Times that Denmark could grant the U.S. sovereignty over small pockets of land where military bases could be built. The idea is said to be based on the sovereign British bases in Cyprus. The details have yet to be fully worked out and will involve further negotiation. A NATO spokesperson said discussions would focus on ensuring Arctic security through the collective efforts of allies.
The BBC's Sarah Smith. A Texas jury has acquitted former Uvalde School's police officer Adrian Gonzalez. Among the first to respond to the deadly mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, he was accused of failing to stop the gunman and faced 29 criminal charges. Defense attorney Jason Goss argues that his client was far from the only officer on the scene.
They're twisting it around and they're saying, well, his job, every shot was noticed that Adrian had to go in and be the person to die at the door, to be the person that tried to breach. Solo breach, solo entry with nothing. But nobody else did that.
From Texas to Oklahoma, all the way up to the Northeast, powerful winter storm is forecast to spread snow, freezing rain and ice, and frigid temperatures across a vast area. Forecasters say some places could get a foot of snow. According to the National Weather Service, about 100 million people are under some kind of winter weather watch, warning, or advisory. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. The Dow futures up 172. NASDAQ futures ahead 218 points. This is SRN News. Christians are under siege in Rwanda.
According to a wide-ranging study from Global Christian Relief, the government of that African nation is cracking down on believers, closing their churches and seeking to control their worship. More than half of Rwanda's 13,000 churches have been closed so far, and many others are at risk. GCR says, quote, recent requirements that pastors hold a seminary degree, which is an unaffordable luxury for many, has also led to a shortage of pastors approved by the state. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Justice is investigating a group of protesters in Minnesota who disrupted services at a church where a local official with Immigration and Customs Enforcement worships. A live-streamed video posted on the Facebook page of Black Lives Matter Minnesota shows a group of people interrupting services at the city's church in St. Paul last Sunday, chanting ICE out. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon has condemned the demonstration. This is SRN News. A Canadian man has posed as a commercial pilot and a flight attendant to obtain free flights from U.S. Airlines.
Authorities say 33-year-old Dallas Prokornik of Toronto, pleading not guilty following his extradition, he was arrested in Panama after being indicted on wire fraud charges in federal court in Hawaii last fall. Now, court documents say Prokornik used fake employee identification to obtain tickets that were reserved for pilots and flight attendants on three different airlines over 4 years. The indictment does not identify those airlines. Jason Walker reporting.
The Supreme Court appears inclined to keep Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook in her job. The justices heard arguments over President Trump's effort to fire Cook for alleged mortgage fraud. She denies any wrongdoing. More details at srnnews.com.